Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for August 2017. Greetings everyone, and before I start tonight, my sincere thanks to Topsy ZL2LS for stepping in and anchoring last month's official broadcast. Well, we're all go this month, and so it's over to Blenheim to our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, Jim. It's great to have you back. Later in the broadcast, you'll hear details about EastFest coming up in Ashburton. I've been to several of these events in Ashburton and in Murchison, where the latter is known as WestFest. They are lots of fun and well worth attending. These weekends are informal and flexible and not difficult to organise. Registration is paid on the day and is of the order of a few gold coins. A similar event is held in Hawke's Bay as well. I really recommend other areas look at holding similar events, perhaps something north of Auckland, in the Wellington area, or down in Southland. With your most recent break-in, you will have received your annual subscription invoice. Hopefully you did not throw this away with a plastic wrapper. Through the hard work of successive councils, Debbie at headquarters and our treasurer, Evan, we have kept the subscription for 2018 at $99, with a $10 rebate if paid prior to November 30. Please do continue to support the good work your association does by paying a subscription, and even considering making your non-member friends an offer they can't refuse and encourage them to join up as well. Some may have concerns as to why they don't want to join. Feel free to put them in touch with me via email. My address is in the front of every break-in. I appreciate that for some, the subscription is a lot of money. However, part payments can be arranged with Debbie spread over 12 months, which should put membership within the reach of all amateurs. There remains a vacancy on council for the southern region. I've been calling for an interested person to fill this position since the start of the year. If the position remains vacant, perhaps council may have to look at a remit to conference next year to combine the Midland and Southern regions and make a new South Island region with three councillors. I think that would be a shame. So if you think you may be able to help, please get in touch with me. And finally, please make sure you make use of the electromagnetic spectrum available to us. And good night to all listeners.
Thank you, Stuart, the president of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. The New Plymouth branch of NZART is celebrating its 90th birthday on Saturday, 23rd September, at the Plymouth International Quality Hotel, on the corner of Courtney and Leach Streets in New Plymouth. A quick summary of the program. Guests arrive at midday. At 12:30, finger food lunch served with tea and coffee. At 1:30 p.m, the official opening, followed by a mobile rally at 2 p.m. To 4:30 p.m, fellowship, reminiscing and free time commences, with the birthday dinner starting at 6:30 p.m. An after-dinner speaker is scheduled for 8 p.m. Branch history and amateur radio memorabilia will be on display at the hotel. The only cost for people to attend will be for the dinner, and that's $40 per person. Now, registration forms for this 90th birthday celebration are downloadable from the Branch 27 website. That's at www.zl2ab.com. Registrations will close with the branch secretary on the 11th of September 2017. Now, the branch has negotiated a special rate for accommodation at the New Plymouth Hotel of $145 a night, and you can book with the hotel using the code New Plymouth Branch 90th. And that information from Bruce Bellini, ZL3BN, New Plymouth Branch 27's Vice President. That's Branch 27's 90th birthday celebration on Saturday, the 23rd of September. Onwards to Upper Hutt now for headquarters news, and it's a very good evening to NZART's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I have recently had a number of inquiries regarding the HQ email address advertised on our webpage. Apparently, this and a number of other email addresses under the NZART reflector are bouncing. I raised the problem with the webmaster, but unfortunately, without having the exact information from the bounce, we are at a loss to know how to sort the problem. If you are having problems emailing me, it's best to try the direct HQ email address. That's nzart.hq@clear.net.nz, and forward your error message to me so we can see what the problem is and how to resolve it. As you know, NZART now has charitable status. With this in mind, I can provide you with a letter for your tax claims at year end, only if you send me a request in writing, either by post or email. Sorry, but I can't assume you are including the rebate amount of $10 with your annual subscription, that you also require a letter confirming your donation. So please remember to put a note on your remittance slip if posting your subpayment, or send me an email if you want to receive your donation of the rebate. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Manawa 2 Amateur Radio Society, that's NZART Branch 20. They advise they are holding their annual table sale on the 7th of October. The venue is the Longburn Hall in Longburn. Doors open for sellers at 7:30 a.m. and for the public from 9 a.m. through 2 p.m. The Manawa 2 Amateur Radio Society table sale at Longburn on the 7th of October. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
It was a big day for hopeful radio amateurs in Bangladesh on August 19th when more than 250 of them showed up to take the license exam offered by the Bangladesh Telecommunication Regulatory Authority. Now the waiting begins. Anoop Kumar, S21TV of the Bangladesh Amateur Radio League, said in a recent email that the last amateur radio exam had been given in 2013 and was taken by 160 candidates. Of those who took that exam, 147 passed. Good luck to future hams. We'll be listening for you on the air. In Canada, authorities are giving 60 meters a second look. With those details, here's Heather MB, KB3TZD.
Canadian regulators are seeking comment on the proposed changes on the 60-meter band for amateur use. The review of these regulatory changes is based on proceedings at the 2015 World Radio Communication Conference and would add the international 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz band to the existing 5 US-compatible channels that were allocated by the Canadian regulator Industry Canada in 2014. George Gorsline, VE3YV, the International Amateur Radio Union's Region 2 Area A Director, told Radio Amateurs of Canada that the responses will be tabulated after a 60-day period, but said there was no schedule or deadline for the changes to be made. In any event, he added, amateur radio regulations would first have to be updated. Industry Canada's own comments include notes that numerous nations have authorized 60-meter usage with restrictions and that no interference has been reported. Its consultation notes also said that the proposed changes would be especially helpful for radio operators responding to disasters at the domestic and international level. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
Hams were called in recently by local authorities in India to help locate illegal transceivers. They succeeded, as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Amateur radio operators assisted recently with the successful detection of at least 4 radio transceivers operating illegally in the Darjeeling Hills region of India, according to a report in the Times of India. Security agencies had brought in the hams who were ultimately able to detect communications from what was described as a senior pro-Gorkhaland leader across the border, although the Gorkhaland Movement Coordination Committee, which has been trying to establish its own separate statehood, has denied any connection to the operation. According to the newspaper report, hams began to monitor the radio transmissions immediately after violence began on the 8th of June and were able to confirm in addition that the illegal transceivers were picking up wireless communications from law enforcement bodies. One of the amateurs told the newspaper that the initial communications picked up from 2 sets operating in the hills were innocuous decoys. But later communications, which were made in Nepali, were detected between one of the movement's senior leaders and someone on the other side of the border. Officials told the newspaper that some of the transceivers were later confiscated during raids. Hams remained optimistic that their cooperation with law enforcement would continue, and one radio operator told the newspaper, quote, "We share a very good synergy with security agencies," unquote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
In the world of DX, Malaysian amateurs are having a special event marking the 60th anniversary of independence. It's observed on the 31st of August. Call signs beginning with 9M60 are the ones to be listening for. The event began on the 15th of August, but there's still time for contacts in West Malaysia and East Malaysia until the 31st of August. Organizers recommend checking QRZ.com for details, especially QSL information, because each station has different requirements. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2017. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. EastFest 2017 is being held at the Ashburton Masonic Hall on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th of September. Saturday the 9th and morning tea and registration commence at 9:30 a.m. with Richard ZL4FZ commencing a presentation on Radio Mobile at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and Steve ZL2UCX will give a presentation on DMR radio for AREC. 12 midday, and it's time for lunch. Now, as in the past, this will be a self-catering style with EastFest participants taking a short walk to Ashburton Town Centre to tea rooms and other eateries. Presentations recommence at 1 p.m. with an APRS forum. At 2 p.m, David ZL3TRX deals to Horse Endurance Comms, webpage and tracking, etc. It's a break for afternoon tea at 3 o'clock, with Duncan ZL3JT commencing a presentation on QSL cards, logbooks of the world, and DXCC at 3:30 p.m. To 4:30, and Chris ZL3LF makes the final presentation of the day, covering drones in ham radio. Saturday night meal, it's suggested, will be at the Ashburton MSA restaurant. The EastFest organisers arrange that with you on the Saturday. To Sunday the 10th of September, and activities commence with a presentation on radioactive motorhoming with Gareth ZL3VP. It's morning tea time at 10 a.m, followed at 10:30 a.m. with a talk on methane search and rescue early days. The final presentation for EastFest 2017 commences at 11:30 a.m. with Andrew ZL3CC. His topic is SOTA, Summits on the Air. Now, no advanced registration is required for EastFest 2017. You register on the day. EastFest 2017 being held at the Ashburton Masonic Hall from 9:30 a.m. on Saturday the 9th and on Sunday the 10th of September. It's time now for WARO News, and a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. The New Zealand WARO Award has been held over the past week, and if you took part, don't forget to complete your log and send it off to Lynette ZL1LL by the 26th of September. The information needed to apply for the award is in the latest WARO Bulletin and the July-August Break-In Awards page. No payment is required for the award this year. Written items and photos are desperately needed for the WARO Bulletin. Send them off to TopsyZL2LS at her email address in the executive page of the Bulletin magazine. Topsy works very hard to give us an interesting magazine, but has very little copy so far for the next issue. Your break-in page compilers are also asking for items of interest for the WARO break-in page. Just a few lines and a photo of a branch activity you or your branch have been involved in would be very welcome. They can be sent to warro@nzart.org.nz. How long is it since you checked into the WARO Monday Night Net on 3.695 MHz? It's not a long net, and it's quite informal. Any licensed YL is welcome to check in, and she does not have to be a WIRO member. The Australian Ladies Alara contest has been held over this weekend, and participants' log should be in the hands of the organiser by the 30th of September. Next Thursday, the 31st of August, is the last day to obtain the discount for WIRO subscriptions. Treasurer Heather, ZL2TYF, would be delighted to be deluged with mail from members in the next few days. That's all from WIRO for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WIRO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Now, the Taranaki South Amateur Radio Club, Branch 87 NZART, wishes to inform the amateur radio fraternity that their 2-metre repeater, 705 Egmont, and 70-centimetre repeater, 880, have been removed from their lodgings in the airways facility on Mount Egmont, having faced an unaffordable hike in their annual rental. A motion was passed at their last meeting to reinstate the repeaters on a suitable site in South Taranaki. Currently, they're operating from a member's home in Harara, while linking is added. For further information, contact the club via break-in details. And that information tonight from John's at L2JCM, the secretary of Branch 87. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from North Shore, Branch 29 NZART, where the next meeting is on Monday, September the 4th, at the clubrooms at 400 East Coast Road in Sunnynook on the North Shore. At this general meeting, Vardy ZL1BXD will give a talk on traffic. To the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, Branch 10, on Tuesday the 19th of September, Tom ZL1TO will give a talk on extracting historical GPS data. And that meeting is held in the club rooms on Stadium Drive in Pukekohe, starting 7:30pm. The next meeting of Napier Branch 25 will be on Wednesday the 6th of September at the club rooms at 123 Latham Street in Napier, starting 7:30pm. Mike ZL2VM will present a talk with the title AREC, Where To From Here? And that's a chat about AREC and the equipment in use. Down to Wellington Branch 50, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 20th of September at the Lutheran Church Hall in King Street in Newtown, starting 7:30pm. Bob ZL2AVM will be giving some more Tales from the Sea in a talk this evening. Hutt Valley Branch 18 has their next meeting at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo at 7:30pm on Monday, September the 4th. This will be a show and tell, so you should bring along something that you'd like to talk about. Down now to the South Island to Nelson Branch 26, where the guest speaker for the meeting on Wednesday the 20th of September will be Phil Holliday. Phil's presentation will be about direct digital synthesis. And that meeting will be held at the National Party Electorate's office meeting rooms, situated on the corners of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 24th of September. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for August 2017. Good night, everyone. Good night now.